Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 1st. I'm Emily Burris, and this is The Daily Six on the Coin Podcast Network. President Biden says the U.S. will continue to work to get more Americans out of Afghanistan if they want to leave. More than 100 U.S. citizens were left behind in Afghanistan. The president says military commanders on the ground advised that ending the mission as planned was the best way to protect the lives of U.S. troops. The August 31st withdrawal marks the official end of a 20-year war. More than a million people in Louisiana are without power following Hurricane Ida. The deadly storm also left thousands of customers in the dark in southern Mississippi. The mayor of New Orleans has ordered a nighttime curfew as temperatures rise and cleanup efforts begin. The death toll from the storm has risen to at least 4 people. More evacuations have been ordered in parts of Nevada and Northern California as fire crews work to contain the Caldor Fire. The wildfire, which began last month, has burned close to 200,000 acres. Hundreds of structures have been destroyed. The U.S. Forest Service has closed all national forests in California because of the potential for fire. Overnight, fire crews in Oregon monitored hotspots southwest of the Dalles following a quick response to the Chenoweth Rim fire. Wasco County issued a Level 3 Go Now alert around 4 o'clock yesterday. The order was reduced to Level 2 evacuations last night. The Chenoweth Rim fire burned about 50 acres, but Forest Service officials say air tankers helped to slow the spread of the flames. One person died at Hag Lake Tuesday evening. Forest Grove fire officials say the person who died was either a triathlete or was training with triathletes. It's not yet clear if they drowned or had a medical emergency that became a drowning. Classes start today for Portland Public Schools, but multiple school districts across Oregon have pushed back the start of school because of the rise of COVID-19. The Neocani School District in North Tillamook County announced their start date has moved from September 7th to September 13th. And the Clatskanie School District in Columbia County is also delaying until the 13th due to a COVID-19 outbreak. Be sure to check out all the great content on the Coin Podcast Network by visiting coin.com or subscribe, download, and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Talk to you tomorrow.
You can hear all the trees falling. You can see the fire just consume the whole area.
Extreme weather in the Pacific Northwest is making headline news around the world. Fire.
It continues to threaten thousands of buildings and has already taken at least 4 lives.
Ice.
Well, the ice and snow brought down power lines. Over 90,000 customers are still without power.
Heat.
63 deaths can likely be attributed to that heat wave statewide.
I think Mother Nature is very mad at humans.
As unprecedented extreme weather events capture our attention,
the Coin Podcast Network is going beyond the headlines,
deep into a discussion about our changing climate.
Climate change is going to accelerate shifts that have always occurred.
The danger it poses to our future.
And the opportunities available if we choose to address it before it is too late.
Humans are really good at turning even tragedy into a profit-making opportunity.
People are just not prepared for this.
It is a climate in crisis, coming next week on the Coin Podcast Network.